USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Former President Trump will see plenty of supporters when he arrives in Miami and heads to the Doral Country Club before being arraigned tomorrow on 37 felony counts related to the documents found at his Mar-a-Lago home. NBC correspondent Garrett Hake says the Trump political strategy aimed at Republican voters and fellow candidates is make them choose sides.
The way the Trump team has framed this issue is you're either with Donald Trump against the DOJ that most Republicans don't like and already think is biased, as Lindsey Graham said in that clip, or you're with these liberal prosecutors. That's what worked for them in New York. That's what they think will work for them here politically as well.
NBC's reporting while Trump will surrender to federal authorities and be booked, photographed, and fingerprinted tomorrow, he may not be arraigned. That's because as of now, he has no Florida-based attorney to represent him. If Trump has no Florida lawyer, the arraignment will be postponed. A Philadelphia TV station says searchers have found human remains in the wreckage of that tank truck that blew up and collapsed a piece of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is pledging federal help to swiftly repair the road. But he cautions,
swiftly is not going to be overnight. We're talking about major structural work.
It could be many weeks before one of the busiest roads in the USA can reopen. Big wind, big rain, lightning, and flash flooding in store for up to 40 million around the USA today. Different systems are affecting us from Denver to Dallas to the Deep South and the Northeast. Fox News has sent a cease and desist letter to former host Tucker Carlson over his new show on Twitter. Fox says Carlson can't appear anywhere else as long as Fox is paying him through the end of next year. More of us are feeling more optimistic that inflation is on the way down. The New York Fed's latest survey of consumer expectations shows the inflation outlook hit a two-year low last month. This is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Fires are still burning in Canada, so the potential for more smoke-filled skies in the USA remains high. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer wants to send more help to fight those fires.
There are 300 U.S. firefighters working to put out raging wildfires in Quebec. Schumer says the U.S. Forest Service should double that number to 600. The Democrat New York senior senator says New Yorkers stepped outdoors last week and felt like they were living in a chimney. He says more action and more help is needed in Canada to prevent a summer of smoke in New York. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Most teachers in Texas do not want to carry guns while teaching. That's the finding of a new survey done by the RAND Corporation.
Most of them that we have talked to or surveyed do not want to carry guns. They do not believe guns belong in the classroom.
That's Clay Robinson with the Texas State Teachers Association. Just one in five Texas teachers surveyed favor carrying a gun in the classroom. Some teachers and administrators are already armed, and Robinson says trouble has already happened.
The superintendent in some small district in Texas accidentally left his firearm in the boys' bathroom, and guess who found it?
The state allows teachers to voluntarily arm themselves so long as they undergo firearms training. Texas lawmakers have passed a bill that requires every school to have at least one armed security guard. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.